Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways. And for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
I would like to introduce Dr. Edith. She is a holistic Chinese medicine doctor, author, speaker, coach, and mama of two young star children. In this one-hour gathering, Dr. Edith, she's author of Super Wellness, will take us on a beautiful experiential journey, nourishing our body, mind, and soul. Together, we will expand into greater possibilities and embody what it means to be a new, multi-dimensional human. Welcome, Edith. I'm handing over to you. Welcome.
Hello, friends. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Tom. Thank you to all the organizers for the enormous love you poured into this record-breaking gathering. And those of you that are joining, please don't be shy. I'd love to see your beautiful face. If we can promote you, raise your hand if you'd like to be part of the video situation here. I'd love to see you and play with you and enjoy and breathe together. You know, part of this enormous transition that we're all going through is that every system on the planet is under transition right now, right? Old ways that aren't working are getting reevaluated. We're discovering, is there a smarter, richer, more beautiful way to be a human? And part of that, in my experience, is that when we learn and grow together, there's maybe a different way in which we can learn also. In the old world, we used to go take a class and just be all in our brain, analytical, intellectual, take notes, memorize, regurgitate, pass an exam, and we pretend like we know something, right? But with a crowd like this, you guys are all aware that to integrate something, to fully embody it, is very different from memorizing intellectual information and then regurgitating it on a so-called exam. So what does that mean? That means that we become aware that learning is a multi-dimensional experience also, right? Right now, what's happening? Maybe in your home, in your office, I'm in my home. As I take a deep breath, I tune into this current moment. Mother Earth is transmitting a certain kind of information through me. And as I tune in, I feel a sensation that the cosmos is also showering down a kind of wisdom through me. And of course, all of that is alchemized together with my personal experience as a human, with my intuitive sensations, and also with almost two decades of my clinical experience working with clients and patients, right? So the words that come through me is an alchemy of all of those levels of experiencing coming out in a spontaneous way. And then you guys are all brilliant people with your wisdom, your intelligence, your sensations of life and Mother Earth and the heavens, all of that information is pouring through you also. So as you receive this information, it's also being alchemized in your body. And together we're co-creating this incredible magic. So I think as a new kind of human, we can become aware that even learning, exchanging ideas and co-creating like this is a much more fluid, flexible, and multidimensional experience. So I'd love if we really choose to embody that together by standing up nice and tall and taking some deep breaths together. If you've been in front of Zoom, hunch over a computer all day, it should feel really good to stand up nice and tall. some deep breaths and make some sounds. Whatever would like to come out right now. Let's take three deep breaths to breathe deeply into your feet. And actually start experiencing what we were just chatting about, that through breathing deeply in and out through your feet, you feel more rooted, more grounded, more connected with Mother Earth. Beautiful. Now there are, I know in this gathering, there are a lot of you guys are very familiar with Chinese Qigong. In Qigong, we focus on the three major energy centers. The belly is called the lower Dantian. Your heart is called the middle Dantian. Your head is called your upper Dantian. Have you guys heard these terms before? So Dantian is the Chinese medicine and the Chinese Qigong term for these energy centers. And it literally means the field of medicine or the field of elixir. This idea that if we learn how to cultivate our energetic being, we can actually alchemize and make medicine from the inside out. So let's not just talk about it like some nice philosophy. Let's actually experience that. So bring your awareness into your belly center, please. And let's take three deep belly breaths. With each inhale, imagining your belly ballooning with so much chi, so much light, so much energy. And as you exhale, choose to let go of physical energies that you don't need to hang on to anymore. Taking three deep, juicy belly breaths with each inhale, feeling more vibrant, more full, more powerful. With each exhale, letting go of energies you don't need. Perfect, gently bringing your awareness into your heart center. I find it helpful to bring my hands around my heart. And then with each inhale, expanding the sensations of love around your heart. And with each exhale, let go of old emotions that you don't need. Deeply in. Deeply out. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Perfect. Gently bringing your attention to your mind, to your headspace. Three breaths to clear your mind. Ready? Deep breath in. As you exhale, let go of old stressful thoughts that you don't need. Deeply in. And let it go. Beautiful. One more time. Deeply in. And deeply out, letting go of old, stressful, rigid thoughts that you don't need. Good. With our minds feeling so much more spacious and light and bright, gently guiding your awareness back down to your heart center again. Three breaths, blending together that sensation of a clear, open mind with a warm, open heart. Ready? Three breaths. With each and every breath, the heart feels more warm, more loving, more filled with compassion. With each exhale, consciously letting go of old emotions that we don't need. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Beautiful. Gently guiding back down to your belly center, integrating all of that work. See how great you feel already in just a few breaths, how quickly you've shifted your energy. Beautiful job. Deep breath into the belly to integrate all of that. Ready? Deeply in. Deeply out. Deep breath in, embodying on the physical level that sensation of love and openness, and deeply out, letting go of old energies that you don't need. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Good. So embodiment is not like a philosophical thing. We actually experience it. Now let's bring it back down to the feet again for another round of breathing deeply with the foot. Now I want to invite all of us to imagine that breathing in and out through the feet is not just to root and ground ourselves, but through our consciousness, we can fine tune and imagine that you're dialing a radio receiver station. Like tuning into the energy frequency patterns of Mother Earth and listening for messages and wisdom from her. Three breaths in and out through the feet. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deeply in. And deeply out. So maintaining the sensation of a deep and intimate connection with Mother Earth. Feeling the sensation that she's always speaking with us energetically. Good. Now breathing in and out through our hands. There's a lot of healers in the house. I can feel, I can see. So you guys are already really good at this. Let's take three breaths to radiate love through our hands, healing chi through our hands. Ready? Deep breath in. Hands are illuminated and fully out, radiating healing chi, uplifting our entire gathering, uplifting our friends, families, and neighbors. Deep breath in. Hands are bright and illuminated and fully out, benefiting everybody around us. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Good. Now take the next few cycles of breath to see if you can lock this in, the sensation of simultaneous awareness of your head, your heart, your belly, your hands, and your feet. So see if you can bring equal awareness that your head is swirling with energy, creative thoughts, bright, illuminated mind, all of that creativity, all the empowering insights are swirling in your head. And your heart is swirling and swirling with love and kindness and compassion. Your belly is swirling with the physical presence that is the embodiment of you at your very best self. And your feet are receiving support and love and wisdom from Mother Earth. Your hands are vibrating and tingling with healing energy so that every project, every email that you type, every action that you take in the physical dimension is infused with this uplifting energy. Can you be simultaneously aware of all these dimensions of experiences that are happening right now? Let's take a couple more deep breaths to integrate and synchronize all these energy centers. You might feel like a vibration, like wong, wong, wong. All these energy centers vibrating, pulsating, pulsating, pulsating with beautiful energy, synchronized and in perfect alignment. Beautiful, you guys. Good. Now, please bring your awareness back to your heart center and feel welcome to make a sound. We're going to go poof and radiate it into our energy field. Ready? Bring your awareness to the space of your heart and then poof, radiate that energy into a sphere of light approximately 6 or 7 foot in diameter around you. I think in meters, that's like close to 2 meters, something like that. The sphere of light that is always accompanying you, whether you're aware of it or not, this is the field of energy that is always swirling around you. So play with it, become aware of it. As you scan around your energy field, what do you notice? One of the things that I'm really interested in exploring is that in the old world of education, those of you that grew up with a kind of conventional school system, we are so good at cultivating our intellect. Our IQ is so smart, but when are we going to integrate that into our bodies properly? And whether you're 20 years old, 30 years old, 40, 50, 80, or 100 is never too late. That's why it's so amazing that we get to gather like this in such a record-breaking conference with so many beautiful people to practice embodying all the wisdom and all that knowledge so that it's not only intellectual, but it's how we move through this physical dimension. So many of you guys are experts at body awareness, but what about energetic awareness? What about intuitive awareness? What about spiritual awareness? Are these segregated silos of experience? Are these all meant to be integrated together as one holistic human experience, right? So let's practice cultivating. What does that feel like when you embody and integrate all these levels of human experience? So take some breaths and become aware, not just of your physical body and your different energy centers, but also swirling energies, your sphere of light, this energy that is accompanying you at all times. What does it look like and what does it feel like? Some of you may be very visual, so as you scan your energy field, you might see certain color patterns or certain beautiful geometries. So be like a child, no stories, just have a look around and admire how beautiful your energy field already is. And then if you notice, hey, I'd like to play, I'd like to make it even more beautiful. So you might consciously, through your mind, through your consciousness, set the intention that it be an even more beautiful color, like a golden bright yellow color, or a opalescent white rainbow spectrum color, whatever it is, just play and enjoy and recognize that you have that ability to program your energy field to be representative of you at your most vibrant, illuminated, and joyful version of yourself. What does that look like and what does that feel like? So breathing deeply to program your energy field to look and feel in such a way that it is representative of you at your very best self. And then as you scan around, you might notice there are some little patches, some darker spots, some spiky or not the smoothest areas. Maybe you have a story around it that it is actually a packet of energy that's a residue of an uncomfortable conversation you had last week, or something, an awkward energetic exchange with a family member 10 years ago. Whatever it is, without needing to go into the story, notice that it is completely within your power to clear these packets energy and to brighten and lighten them and to let them go, to dissolve and disintegrate them. So the way I like to do it is take a deep breath and make some sounds like and clear these little patchy areas and brighten and lighten them. Ready, deep breath in. One more time, deep breath in. And clear them. Good, now swimming around in beautiful energies again and just have a look 360 degrees all around and notice how smooth and how pure, how delicious this field of energy feels as it's more and more representative of you at your most balanced and beautiful self. And then as a group of advanced alchemists in the house, you might notice that as you breathe, there's a lot more going on with your breath now than just oxygen. Breathe deeply, you might notice that wow, your consciousness can precisely program each and every breath to be beneficial to you on all levels, body, mind, emotions, and soul. So for example, play with this. Play with it, just to remember how powerful we are. Play with this idea that, let's say you imagine yourself biting a super sour lemon. Go ahead, imagine yourself biting a super sour lemon. Are you noticing instantly you feel sourness in your mouth? You're salivating. It's like, wow, your physiology, your body, everything feels like, wow, I just ate a lemon. It actually had a physiological shift just at the speed of thought. Now imagine that you're taking some deep breaths and with the breath, you're tuning into the moisture and hydration that's in the air. So as a new multidimensional human, We're aware that through the power of our consciousness, we can actually shift our physical, physiological experience. And, you know, quantum physics scientists have been talking about this for 100 years. Now is our time to actually embody that experience. What does that feel like? To be able to breathe in such a way that you tune into the moisture in the air and actually hydrate your physical body with each and every breath. Good. And now let's tune into not just the oxygen, but the chi, the light, the prana. Take three deep breaths to feel how in just three breaths, you can brighten and lighten and brighten and lighten yourself. Good. Now for three breaths, just playing, just having an experience, learning and growing together. Imagine that there is an essential oil diffuser wafting the perfect blend. That is whatever your favorite blend is. Like if you've been stressed or anxious, maybe you want some lavender or chamomile or something like that. Or if you've had some lung issues recently, or those of us in California, we're all recovering from the smoke and the fire. So healing respiratory oils, where with each and every breath, I feel myself healing. My lungs are recovering and healing. And benefiting from each and every breath. And if you've been having lower mood recently, maybe some citrus oils that uplift and brightens your mood. So breathe that medicine in and notice just how potent and powerful you really are. There is free medicine available with each and every breath. So final couple of breaths, bring your awareness back to the entire field of energy and program it so that it has the information that is representative of you at your most authentic self. With everything that's unfolding in our world right now, have you guys been doing some journaling? I know you have. A group like this, you're on a journey of personal growth, self-discovery, self-realization. So a lot of huge insights and aha moments have happened, definitely in this conference, right? Just in these last days, but also in general, this year of 2020. So many insights, so much growth. So first, let's pat ourselves on the back for a job very well done. Isn't this the most intense initiation that most of us have been through in this lifetime? And you're still here, beautiful, radiant, all in one piece. And we're here gathering with like-minded, like-spirited friends. There is so much to celebrate. So first of all, congratulations. And then second of all, as what seems like only a small person, small formality, but it's actually the most important step, is taking these insights and embodying it fully and radiating this into the energy field that you carry. So that, what do people say, you know, take responsibility for the kind of energy that you bring to a space? Like, what does that really mean, right? Let's do that right now. So set your intention. What is the version of yourself that you'd like to embody more fully? What does that feel like? When you set your intention, now let's take three breaths and program that into your energy field. Radiate a very clear signal into the energy field. This version of you that stands in your truth. that radiates kindness and compassion and love. The version of you that is open-minded and open-hearted, but also very clear, very truthful, and moving from your center, from your space of full integrity. The version of you that's able to take things seriously when that's appropriate, but also laugh a little. See the comedy in some of these kind of serious situations, that maybe there is some comedy in all of it too, right? So what does that feel like to radiate that into your energy field? Good. Starting to embody that experience. Not just philosophize about it, but experience what it's like to be a truly multidimensional human. So to take this all to another level, I'm going to guide all of us in 3 sets of 10 huge, powerful breaths. Through the power of the breath, we can upgrade our physical body. We can shift our emotional state. We can clear our minds, and we can attune to our spiritual dimension and experience a deeper level of spiritual wisdom. So I've never found anything that's better bang for the buck, so to speak, than doing some big deep breaths. So if you're new to doing powerful breath work, I encourage you to do it seated. If you're very experienced, you might consider to do it standing, but here's the trick. If you choose to do it standing, first, check your feet are deeply rooted into the earth. Next, knees are bent, never locking your knees. Hips feel grounded and rooted into the earth also. An analogy I often share with my students is that the more blissful and high and ecstatic you want to be, and I know this group, you guys have had some ecstatic experiences in the past in your meditation retreats and so on, right? But how to integrate it? For the longest time, I used to go to meditation retreats and escape this physical world and then come back to the physical world and be all grumpy again. Until I realized that embodiment is the key to how we can hold that state of joy and vibrancy is by being first deeply in our bodies, deeply rooted and grounded. Just like a kite can only fly very high if it's really anchored and held on tight on the earth first, right? So feel that sensation in your body, deeply rooted, knees are bent, hips feel grounded. We're gonna take 10 huge deep breaths. At the end of the 10th, we're gonna pause and feel intense blissfulness and then let it go. You guys ready? I hope nobody is driving. No driving or operating heavy machinery, and no like cutting vegetables in the kitchen right now. Please, always safety first, you guys. You guys ready? 10 deep breaths, deeply in and let it go. Huge breath in, let it go. Taking cycles and cycles of deep and joyful breaths. Smiling to ourselves, smiling to the world. Juicy breaths in, juicy breaths out. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Loving ourselves with every juicy breath. Deeply in, deeply out. Juicy breath in, juicy breath out. 4 more. 3 more. 2 more. Last one, hugely in and pause. Pause. Hold. Pause. Hold. And and let it go. Returning to our natural state. Where we feel profoundly peaceful and intensely alive at the same time. Gently, as you start to return to a natural breathing cycle, tune in deeply. Scan your body from head to toe and see if your body has any messages for you. Take a moment to acknowledge, thank your body. Thank you for all the beautiful work you do constantly. The trillions of cells, the countless perfectly attuned biochemical reactions you're engaged in with so much wisdom and intelligence, supporting me, being my sacred vehicle through which I get to experience this precious life. Our bodies deserve all the credit. So much gratitude. Let's do a second set of 10, if you dare. Feet are grounded, knees are bent, seated if that's more comfortable for you. 10 huge, deep, powerful breaths. Ready? Deep breath in, deep breath out. Huge breath in, huge breath out. Please breathe at your perfect pace. Deeply in, deeply out. Juicy breaths in, juicy breaths out. Cycles and cycles of perfect loving breaths. Celebrating this life. Feeling so much love, so much chi, so much prana cycling throughout our entire being. Goodness in and goodness out. Huge breath in, huge breath out. Three more. Two more. Last one, hugely in and pause. pause, hold, pause, hold, and let it go. With each and every cycle, we become more and more familiarized and comfortable with this natural state of well-being. That being profoundly still and peaceful and intensely alive and joyful. That this is our natural state. You might notice that your face is smiling for no good reason. Or maybe it's smiling for the best reason ever. Because we've rediscovered how easy it is to drop back into our natural state. We're gonna do a final set of 10, breathing at your own perfect pace, just listening to what feels comfortable for you, not necessarily following my pacing, just 10 big, deep, delicious breaths. Ready? Feet are grounded, knees are bent, always very earthbound first before we take off into all the dimensions of bliss. Ready? Deep breath in, deep breath out. Huge breath in. Huge breath out, cycles and cycles of deep and loving breaths. Deeply in, deeply out. Juicy breaths in, juicy breaths out. Goodness in and goodness out. Breathing for ourselves. Breathing to benefit all around us. Goodness in and goodness out. Three more. Two more. Last one, huge breath in and pause. Pause, smiling, feeling all the tingles, all the vibration, intense aliveness, and let it go. In quantum physics, they speak about how physical matter is actually 99.99% space. So as you scan yourself, notice that, yeah, that's what I'm experiencing right now. So much spaciousness. That physical reality, including our bodies, it's not that solid after all. Notice how much spaciousness you feel vibrating in every cell of your being. Once again, as you begin to breathe deeply, dialogue with your body. Speak with your body with so much tenderness and love. Recognizing how beautiful and magical it really is. Acknowledging any messages from your body that might be arising right now. And when you feel ready, rub your hands together. Some of you who are Qigong practitioners, you've done this before. Rub your hands together, set the intention for your health and well-being, massaging your face, setting the intention, or maybe asking ourselves, this new version of me that is fully embodied, vibrant, inspired, and joyful, what does my face look like? Massaging our heads and asking ourselves, this new version of me, what does my head feel like? And what kind of thoughts do I tune into on a regular basis? Massaging the acupoints that are on your ears and asking ourselves, this new version of me, what kind of listener am I? How do I choose to listen? And then we can just massage our neck, let the spine feel super open and spacious. We can pat our arms, get all the chi flowing in all of our meridians. Pat the other arm. This is my boy. He loves to do Qigong pat down. And then pat our torso, pat our sides, other side. And then I'm teaching a class, honey. And then we're gonna massage our lower back and kidney area and really juice up our kidneys and adrenals, especially those of you that have experienced what the world calls adrenal fatigue. Breathe deeply here to juice up this area. We always joke. We always joke about how, hey, honey. No, honey. Can you guys give us some quiet time? Sorry, guys. Children attacking our class. You want to say bye, honey? Say bye. So, oh, okay. Let me finish what I was saying. So we always talk about how many of us take kind of expensive supplements, but is it getting into all the organs and glands, right? So this is a practice that allows us to actually get our supplements to work properly. And otherwise, I joke that we might just be making expensive pee or poop. And let's pat our buttocks, pat our thighs. Open up the flow in our legs all the way down to our feet. Okay, you want to say bye?
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, you guys.
You're making me.
Bye, you guys.
Rowan.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. How are you guys feeling? Thumbs up, feeling pretty good. High five. So
my shoes are in there.
So to wrap up this amazing gathering, a few things I want to share, which is that I hope you enjoyed the sensations of the breath work and what it means to be a multidimensional human, fully in our bodies, but also in our hearts, integrated with our minds, our intellect. These things, I know you guys already know it, but I think we're moving and transitioning into a time where it's not just we give lip service to these kinds of things, but we experience it, we cultivate it, we practice it on a day-to-day basis and allow this state of being to inform how we transact in our world, right? Imagine you can walk into the supermarket, walk into the bank with this state of being. You feel great within yourself, so it already benefits you. But this kind of energy that you're radiating right now, how many people will just walk past you and be automatically uplifted by your presence? And you don't even need to say anything or do anything, right? This kind of energy, if you interact with the supermarket clerk that's checking you out, you uplift them. And how many more people will they uplift for the rest of their workday? The kinds of ripples that's possible if we all choose to take responsibility to cultivate ourselves in this way. To me, I know there are probably a lot of activists on these calls, but to me, this is the most important part of our activism, is embodying the state of being and radiating this kind of loving energy into the field. And then, yeah, from the state also do our activist work. So, but imagine if we do our activist work from a grumpy, you know, like warring state, then war begets more war, and then we're not getting the results that we're looking for. So I hope that this call has served you. And before I say goodbye, those of you that resonate with this way of being, there's a few things that I want to share with you if you guys are interested. The first is that I wrote a little book called Super Wellness, which is available on Amazon. And I also made a special link called DrEdithUbuntu.com/EC, which EC stands for Embodiment Conference, which I think this call is being recorded and will be shared in the future. Those of you that are on the live call right now, I'm just about to open a new course called 2020 to 21 Consciousness Training, which is a class that is all about embodying this new state of being and allowing it to show us the body's intuitive wisdom, how to use your body awareness to discern truth from lies. I think you'll all agree there's a lot of narratives out there right now. And wouldn't you love to be able to have the, what some people might call superpower of intuition, to discern truth from lies? Is there something, is there a skill more important than that in today's world, right? Like, what if you could tap into your embodiment and tune in and use your body as a lie detector test instrument? How much more helpful would that be to navigate this confusing world? And what does it take to drop into our hearts when people say, hey, you have a big life decision? What does your heart say? Well, intellectually, that sounds good, but experientially, how do we cultivate this deep listening to our hearts so that we can navigate life's challenging moments, make those decisions? Is it time to move to a different city? Is it time to pivot my career? What does that mean? And then as experiential exercises, we're going to do some fun things, like I'm going to teach you how to do spoon bending, and I'm going to teach you how to communicate, you know, from this state of being. If you have a challenging conversation with someone, what if you knew how to communicate from high self to high self? to clear the field of any conflicts first, before you pick up the phone to talk to somebody to work out your differences, right? So as a multidimensional being, how we create peace in the world, there's actually technology involved in how to do that. So if this kind of thing interests you, go to dredithabutu.com/EC and read all about our curriculum. This is really us stepping into this new version of what it means to be a fully embodied, multidimensional human. And if it interests you, I'd love to share that journey with you. So that's it, you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's session. Lots of love. I love meditating with you. What a beautiful energy we created together.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Edith. I just want to mention the next session on this channel will be about Embodied Healer by Britta Austin. But if you would like to perhaps connect with Dr. Edith, the best way probably through the website or perhaps the Facebook as well. And if you would like to continue the discussion, please join our Facebook group or coffee break session where you can connect with other participants. Yeah. Thank you once again to our channel sponsor for making it possible. And if you can enjoy this session as much as I did, so you can buy the full library of recordings to digest in your own time, because I believe it's really worth it. And it's so many sessions, I think over 1,000 speakers, it's really worth it. And you receive also the recordings, the notes, you can, the learning list, you can work through. But yes, and not only this is a great gift to yourself. But thank you so much again. And I would like to just ask Dr. Edith for last sentence about top tip embodiment.
One last sentence about embodiment.
What is your top tip? Top tip.
If I were to distill all of it down to one simple essence, it would be that we all know that we're all interconnected. And we've sometimes had the programming that self-care is somehow selfish. Mm-hmm. I want us to really embody it and remember that your self-care, you're taking beautiful care of your health, your body, your well-being, your life, doesn't just benefit you, it benefits all of us. So this idea that we're all creating a beautiful symphony together, and the symphony is incomplete if you don't fully shine your light, if you don't step into the very best of yourself, the rest of us will also be incomplete. So please take beautiful care of yourself for you and also for all the rest of us.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your family as well. It was quite nice. The kids have around. This is very normal. This is like a life. It was like in a real life, it was quite fun. And they had good time as well with us, probably. I hope so. Okay. Yeah, please connect with Dr. Edith through her website or Facebook. If you have any questions, burning questions, I think they can get touch with the, through the website, probably the best way. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Lots of love. Thank you. Bye.